Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. John the Baptist is in the dark, arrested, imprisoned, frustrated, and anxious. John the Baptist is in the dark. Throughout his ministry, John was calling for repentance, and it was pointing to a coming Savior. Now that he had run afoul of Herod for speaking out against Herod's marriage to his brother's ex-wife, John was sitting and pondering, wondering if Jesus is really the one. Is he really the Messiah, God's chosen? Because it appears now that the Messiah that John was waiting for was much more in line with the expectations of the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the leadership in the temple. For John and those others, the Messiah was meant to be a political leader, a king, or a general and military commander. Messiah was meant to throw off the shackles on God's people placed there by Rome or by anyone else. The Messiah they were waiting for was supposed to bring Israel and Judea back to the glory that they had not known since David himself had been king. So John was in prison, wondering if he was going to be able to see the rise of God's renewed kingdom here on earth. John was in prison, wearing a blindfold of wishes, hopes, and dreams for his people, and perhaps even hope for his own future. John the Baptist was in the dark. So John sent his disciples to ask. It's actually a very simple and effective solution to this. If you need an answer, you've got to ask the question first. Are you the one? John needs to know and understand if Jesus is the one that Scripture promises. John needs to know and understand if Jesus truly is the one to whom John himself has been pointing. John thinks he could be, but there is no political ambition, no cunning military strategy to be seen. John is hearing nothing like that. So the question is, Jesus, are you the one? So Jesus sends an answer back to John. Now, Jesus doesn't answer in the simple yes or no that John was hoping for. Jesus' answer tries to open John's mind, tries to open our minds to a new understanding of God's kingdom. Jesus is helping to remove John's spiritual blindfold and show him the light and the life that is the kingdom of God. Jesus points to what John already knows from the prophets and what we heard from our reading from Isaiah this morning. The blind receive their sight, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the poor have good news spoken to them. This is the kind of kingdom Jesus was chosen to bring. This kingdom that Jesus brings is about love and about none of the trappings that John and so many others were awaiting. This kingdom is about loving God and showing God how much we love God by loving the outcast, the left out, those who have been tossed aside by the leaders of the world. This is the kingdom that Jesus declares is at hand. This is the kingdom that Jesus brings wherever he goes. Wherever Jesus goes during his ministry, he meets and greets the sick and the lame. He helps those brought to him. He feeds when necessary and eats alongside when invited. Jesus plays no favorites, for to Jesus we are all equally sisters and brothers, humans created to be children of God, and he excludes no one. This is what Jesus hopes that John can see and understand. This is what Jesus hopes that we can see and understand. Too often, even in our own day and age, we look to Jesus to be interested in politics or in conquest. We want Jesus to always, of course, agree with us, whatever it is that we think. And too often, we're thinking about making things better for us and not concerned about any sisters and brothers who need help. When Jesus continued speaking in the gospel this morning, as he was speaking to that crowd, he praised John the Baptist as a true prophet. Now, this doesn't mean anything about predicting the future, but it is about bringing a message from God. John's message from God was repentance, a change of life, a change of heart. Jesus is building on John's message and leading us to a kingdom that has little to do with territory or politics, and it has everything to do with loving your neighbor as they need. It's about letting go of all of the things that we want Jesus to be, and following Jesus as he is. John was sent to prepare the way and begin the message of repentance. Jesus continues that message, and by his living, teaching, helping, feeding, curing, and more, Jesus shows us what a repentant life can look like. In his suffering and death, Jesus shows us how far that repentant life might take us as we love the world as God loves us. In his rising from the dead, Jesus gives to us the unlimited gift of God's love to refresh us when we need, to refill us as is necessary, to pour down on us with goodness, guidance, and inspiration, with forgiveness and new opportunities. This was the ministry Jesus came to fulfill, and he wanted John to see it in all its wonder. For us, in our season of Advent, we gather to celebrate the coming of Jesus, and today we get to celebrate how Jesus comes to us today. As Easter people, we know that Jesus is the Messiah. We know him as our Savior and Lord, our Redeemer and friend. Today we get to celebrate the wonder of Jesus coming to us at this table, as he is truly present with all of us in, with, and under this bread and wine in the sacrament. Today we get to celebrate the amazing gifts of forgiveness of sin, life, and salvation that Jesus provides in his living, dying, and rising for us all. More importantly, we get to celebrate the way that Jesus calls us out into the world, that we might reach out to the outcast, the left out, those tossed aside by the leaders of the world, so that we might truly love our neighbors as Jesus loves us. We have been called by our Lord and Savior to join in the mission to the blind and the lame, to the lepers, the deaf, and the poor, helping as we are able in the love of God. In this season of Advent, may we never forget the power of God's love for us in Jesus. And may we be awake and ready to go into the world filled with the hope that comes from God, and then make God's amazing vision for a world filled with love into our daily mission. Amen.